All right, let's welcome in our guests. We kind of have a fun interview here today. We welcome in Micah and Gia Anderson. I should introduce you as Dave would, but I don't. I'm not going to play Dave Ramsey because that'll be a losing cause for me. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Good. How are you?
Excellent. Micah, Gia Anderson, you guys were on the Dave Ramsey show. On the show, not just calling in. You
made the drive.
You made the drive.
We did
to Nashville, right?
Yep, to Nashville. It was 14 hours one way, straight through. We enjoyed, I think, just about every mile down the road.
How long ago was this that you did this?
It was May 18th.
Okay, all right. Tell us why you were on. How did you get on?
So we have just been blessed, and we were able to become debt-free and pay our house off. So yeah. We wanted to just go and share our story to just be encouragement to others. And we loved just getting to just be an encouragement and just brag on Jesus. You know, that's pretty fun.
If you're not familiar with the Dave Ramsey show, and there's a segment called the Debt-Free Scream, where if you pay off your debt, you get to come in and scream, we're debt-free. And he's been doing this for a long time.
30 plus years.
Yeah. So this is kind of a staple of his show. And from what I understand, they can do upwards of three a day. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that pay off their debt with this program. Obviously, it's very successful. And we're back on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning. That's a rarity. We don't get too many of those severe thunderstorm mornings.
That's what you get with live radio.
Live radio. That's how you know it's live. That's a severe thunderstorm morning to our north. I guess that has not. It's right over Tryon. It's a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, half-dollar-sized hail, and that storm set to go till 9 a.m. Like I said, it's all kind of scooting north of North Platte, but for those, we might see some, though. It is kind of building a tail that's coming south a little bit by Ogallala, so we'll see. We might impact North Platte in here, probably not during Mugs in the Morning, but hopefully we don't get interrupted again. Let's get back to Micah and Gia here. Again, on the Dave Ramsey show, you got May 18th, you guys got to go on. How do you apply to get a debt-free scream?
Yeah, there's a simple online form that you get to fill out, and they try to keep their content fresh, so it's, you know, usually within the last 6 months that they do that. And so we submitted ours. We actually submitted it, I think, a day or two just before we actually paid the house off officially, just to get that ball
rolling. You were confident.
The bank wasn't open. That was our problem. And actually,
how dare they?
Part of it was they actually weren't supposed to pay our house off till the next week. I just happened to be going through our charges just to, like, make sure I had everything like lined out. And I noticed an extra charge, so I frantically called the bank, and I was like, there's this charge. I don't know where it came from. It said it's from some loan company. We don't have any loans. Like, I'm so confused. And so they ended up calling, like, the loan companies, and they realized that they were like, oh, shoot. When they had given you an estimate of what it would cost, they had actually put in a hard date, so they just went ahead and took the money out of the account. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, that makes me feel a little better because I thought our account was compromised.
So definitely one of the happy clerical errors for us.
Yes. Yeah. No kidding. So tell us a story. You drive to Nashville, you get to Dave Ramsey, and go from there. What was it like?
You know, it was a lot of fun. I, in a lot of ways, was a kid in a candy store. The host that was there that day was running solo as well. And so we're sitting there in the lobby getting to watch the show live, just as it is here. And, you know, we're enjoying our time. And then she asked me a question just before, shortly before, and she's like, so are you more nervous now to go on the show or when you asked me to marry you? And I flat out looked at my wife and said, I was more nervous when I asked you to marry me because Georgia isn't going to give or accepting a ring in response. So
so no, we totally had a blast. It was so fun to just connect and be encouraged. And for us, that was kind of like, you know, this is why we, you know, a big reason why we paid off our debt was to be able to encourage people. We wanted to encourage people who felt like maybe they would never get out. You know, our story starts, like, I grew up in a home that wasn't very stable financially. And, you know, some people feel like, oh, like, that's just where I'm destined because that's where I started. And, you know, I got to change we got to change our story. And we got to just go in.
It's like Dave says, change the family tree. Yeah.
Exactly. And so we just got to go. And now through that, we've made so many fun connections. We have just loved getting to connect with people and learn just more about it because there's so much to learn. You know, we're young, but we know there's a lot to learn, and we're just excited about it. And now we just get to have so many more opportunities because we have that freedom. I joke and say that part of the reason we did this is I wanted to have the ability, if we felt the call, to go you know, make toast in Tanzania and share the gospel, that we could do it a little bit more easily.
Toast in Tanzania.
And now we can.
That sounds like a movie title.
Yeah, right? And, man, we've just been so pumped and excited. And we have a huge heart for foster care. A big reason we did this is we partnered with Royal Family Kids Camp here in North Platte. And we fell in love with it. We loved getting to love on those kids. And now we just have more financial ability. Because of that financial ability, we now have more time. And because we have more time, we can invest in more things that we care about. And it makes your day a whole lot easier when you know that you can go to work. And if something changes, you're not sweating about it the next day.
How much did you pay off?
We paid off about $73,000.
That's all.
And the other question that Dave always asks is, how long did it take?
From start to finish,
like 24 months?
Less than that, actually. Probably about 18 months.
Very good.
Man, that's hitting it.
Was it rice and beans and rice?
Surprisingly, no, it wasn't.
We just had to change our spending habits. And we really just had to be mindful and watching. You know, I mean, we're not huge, like we have to eat steak once a week and things like that. And I think that's
although
just,
I would prefer that, but
you know,
I can compromise.
Hint,
my husband
Mia.
Is
Hint.
A man. Yes. My husband is a man that believes there should be meat protein at every dinner, whereas I could just be okay with
other ingredients.
And I could eat the same thing 14 times and it's okay in my world. But no, honestly, the Lord just blessed us that I'm a nurse at our local hospital, and so we were just able to work a lot of overtime, and just because of COVID, yeah.
That's a job where you can pull about as much overtime as you want.
Yep. And we, you know, with working COVID, we had to pull the overtime, and we kind of just made the decision if we're going to have to do this, we're going to do it well so that when it's done, we can breathe a little easier, and we love it a lot.
Do we have time to let him tell the story about the off-air story we were talking about, where what he had in debt when they got married?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. So the other part of this is...
This has been a part of you well before him, right?
So when we got married, I didn't have any debt. I went to school debt-free. The Lord was kind. We just had a lot of just blessings that were just able to occur, and I was just able to work hard and all of those things. And so before we got married, my husband very sweetly, like a lot of other people in the U.S., had a payment to the phone company for his cell phone. And I told him before I would be willing to marry him that he had to go and pay it off. So we walked into the house store.
The house mortgage was a kosher debt. The phone was not.
debt. I like that.
You know, if we didn't have any house debt, I was okay with it, but I could take the cell phone just threw me over. I was like, nope, we're not doing this. We have the money. We're just going to go pay it off. And so we did. And then we were fine.
And you guys are not natives to North Platte or Nebraska at all.
No.
You guys are opposite ends of the country originally.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm originally... Like I said earlier, I'm originally from the West Coast, an hour north of LA. My wife is about 20 minutes south in New York City from Jersey. So we often tell people that a Jersey girl met a Cali boy in the middle of nowhere.
In Nebraska.
I mean, we have done the math. We figured out if we were actually in Lincoln or Omaha area, it would have been smack dab in the middle on the nose.
Yeah. We did it in Maxwell. I feel like that's close enough.
We'll give it merit for Maxwell.
Yeah, we'll give it merit for Maxwell. We met out working at Maranatha Bible Camp and Retreat Center, and we loved it, and we just love the area, and we loved that the idea of just having a little bit more freedom and the safety of just being able to raise a family.
Very good.
But the story does get a little more interesting, because during this time, so Rick and Tanner, so you guys know, because we haven't told you this yet, during the time of we're paying it off, last year we took in a refugee family from Ukraine, so we went from a family of two to a family of six overnight with our dog. And so often the husband from that family would kind of joke with us and tease that, you know, have four kids. You have two little kids and two big kids, which I think there was a lot of truth in that statement. So we had them in our house for 2 months. Mm. 3 weeks later, we went to RFK. But during that time, my wife went from being full time. We brought in George and Elena, who was the family. She went down to part time. It was part-time for all of that and back until, I think, November or December, and then she went back to full-time. And during that whole process, my wife is one that is a numbers person. She loves numbers, so every cent, every dollar has a name, whereas I'm like, we got like 500, that's enough. I'm a little more liberal in my spending, if you will. But she's sitting there crunching the numbers all summer and going, this doesn't add up. With the hours I'm working and the pay rate we're getting, we shouldn't be able to afford a $600 mortgage and pay an additional $2,000 payment on our mortgage. Yet the Lord was kind, and we've never missed a payment. We're never late, and we were able to keep process going.
That's awesome. Man, that's so $2,600 you were putting down on your house every month.
Every month.
Well, roughly, because wow. You know the principal portion. But sure. Yeah,
what do you mean roughly? You're the numbers person.
Well, that's what I'm saying, roughly, because part of that was insurance and you know other things that we had to pay a part of the mortgage.
The so not really, as fun stuff.
The yeah. not as fun stuff. Yeah. So.
Well, that's yeah. awesome. It's got to be so liberating to walk into a home and know that it's done, and that's a huge $2,600. And now you don't have to pay monthly.
Right. Yep. Right.
That feels pretty good as well. Well, congratulations. We just wanted to have you on to congratulate you as a Ramsey affiliate, and you know, and tell your story here to the local area. I know when it was announced, I'd heard my wife who works at the hospital as well. She had said, well, there's a couple. They're going to be on Dave Ramsey, and I'm like, well, we are Dave Ramsey. So I just happened to tune in that next day, and sure enough, I was like, this is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I was like, there's no way I'm going to hear North Platte. And sure enough, we heard North Platte. So
excellent.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations. You can go find it on YouTube if you'd like. It's the May 18th episode, right?
Yep.
Yep. If you go about an hour and I think 43 minutes in.
You guys got it memorized.
Well, so many people were asking us, and they're like, it's a super long episode. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm like, it's good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good for you.
Well, best of luck. Obviously, now, you know, what does Dave say? Now the goal is to
live and give like no one else.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in. It's great to meet you guys in person. Congrats, and enjoy the rest of your generous life, all right?
Will do. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well,